Mark and I met.
I had just graduated college and moved back to LA and was working for an event planner.
I was working at a photo studio.
I kept calling the studio repeatedly after booking appointments, then canceling and trying to get her to give me her number. And
Mark kept calling the studio again and again.
And finally she said, you know, I'm not going to give you my number and you need to stop calling, otherwise you're going to get me fired. And I said, okay, well, I really want your number. And she goes, well, give me your number and I'll text you mine.
Finally, my boss said, Nicole, you should just give him a chance.
Now, lo and behold, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, I got a text message that said, this is Nicole, here's my number. I was shocked that it actually worked.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between a bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye. Then we danced in the dark under September stars in the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man.
We planned a bunch of dates. I canceled them all. Our first date, we went to sushi, and I did not eat sushi at the time.
She didn't like sushi, which I came to learn when I took her on the first date to go get sushi. It was pretty good. I mean, outside of like her not wanting to eat sushi and ordering chicken teriyaki.
The next date was 2 weeks later, and we went to the movies.
At the end of the night, driving back, we pull up in front of the gate in front of her apartment, and
I don't want to kiss him, but nobody wants to kiss me.
Kind of turn towards each other and we both lean in, and
then I actually hit my head on the top roof of the car.
Made for a really, really memorable first kiss.
Baby, that red dress brings me to my knees. Oh, but that black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, the masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you. Wildest dreams, and I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna buy these tickets for this concert to go to with my sister, and it's this date. I was gonna propose that, like that was one of the dates I was thinking of. Then she's telling me, oh, my sister doesn't want to go anymore. Oh, that's perfect. Thinking to myself, this just went from worst to the best situation possible. She's like, I bought these tickets, and I was like, okay, well, I guess that's the date that I'm picking to propose. We were on our way up to Santa Barbara.
We're pulling up to the park.
We get to this one spot, and she's walking. She goes, oh, I want to go over here, and so we're walking toward that area, and I notice that one of the photographers out of the corner of my eye, and I literally like, pull her back around and do a 180.
He grabbed me really quick, and I was like, oh, I want to go that side. He's like, no, let's go over to this side. And he got down on one knee.
I say, I know how much you love Santa Barbara and how peaceful and at home you are.
He said, I can only hope I make you feel this way the rest of your life.
Gotten down on one knee.
And I said, yes, it was perfect. It was everything I wanted it to be.
I don't need no vacation, no fancy destination. Baby, you're my greatest game. We can stay at home, listen to the radio, dance around the fireplace. If I never get to build my mansion in Georgia, drive a sports car up the coast of California. Oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby.
made all the chasing that much more worth it.
It was perfect.
Somebody that I could really see myself being with for the rest of my life.